Weiter in Shas. We're in Babasidav Chafal Pigarbal, Chafal Bez Barabal, Marabez Baramishnah, Baramishnah. Zak the Halika Mishnah, Chanut Shabachatzer. Let's say you have a store that's set up in a chatzer. We know that it used to be that there are a lot of houses, and then in the middle of the houses, there was a chatzer that everyone can go and use equally. Let's say somebody who lives in this chatzer goes ahead, and what does he do? He lives in that area. He goes and he sets up a store over there. What's the din? Yachal limchus biyadav alamelar. One of the people that are there can go and they can stop him from doing it. And they can be mocha. They can complain and say, they can protest and say, "Eini yachal lishon mikol hanichnasin mikol yotzin." I can't sleep because all the noise of the people. Your customers are coming in and coming out. Aval osa kelim, so that he can complain about and he can stop him from using it there. Aval osa kelim yotzei. But he's allowed to go ahead. If I'm living there, maybe I can't open a store and I have the people coming in and out and disturbing you. But what I am allowed to do is I am allowed to go ahead and work in that shuk over there and then go and make the stuff to go and sell it in the marketplace. And you can't go ahead and complain to me and say that any yachalishon lo mikol apatich, I can't sleep because of the hammer, velo mikol arichayim, and not because of the millstone, vilo mikol hatinokos, which the Gemara is going to explain what exactly that is referencing. Rashi right away comes in, he says, kosagadaitich tinokos habayim liknos yayin v'shemen v'chol davar animkar b'chanut. Right, that we're assuming that what it means is that the kids that are coming in to buy the stuff that's in the store. It seemingly is contradicting itself, but let's take a look. Says Gemara, ma'ishna reisha, ma'ishna seifa. Says Rashi, ma'ishna reisha, the ketani yachal lomar, any yachal lishon, that he can go and complain, I can't sleep. Mikol anechnas v'yos, the people coming in out. Seifa ketani, any yachal lomar lo, any yachal lishon, mikol tenokos. I can't sleep because of that. What's going on? Can he complain of customers or no? Amar abaye, I explain, seifa asa l'chotzach. No, the Seifa is not talking about coming into this one over here. It's talking about protesting customers in another chatzer. Sorry, he can't stop people going into like the neighboring chatzer. He can go only in his own chatzer can he complain. Amalei Rava, Yachiv, that's really true. Then listen, chatzer cheres mutter. Just say, another chatzer is mutter. Why are you making this weird type of lashon about the tinoko or some of that kind of stuff? Says the Gemara. Elam, a Rava becomes another answer. Beep, turn the page. Chafal v'manav. Seifa asin l'tinoko shal beis rabban. The Seifa is talking about school children. Says Rashi, v'afagav dekola b'mach masachirim lo matzi mechuyei. That is that this is talking about you want to stop kids who live in other places coming into your courtyard in order to go into shtag over there. Umitakanis Yoshua ben Gamla ve'elach. He's talking about the times of the takana of Yoshua ben Gamla and on who set up yeshivas. How did that happen? Says Rashi that echad min ha kohanim hagadolim sha'amdu bebayis sheni kedar biyavamos. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. This is like the first chadarim were set up by him. Baram zachar osa ish letov Yeshua begamla shemo. This man should be remembered in a good way. And this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. Shel malehu nishtakach tov misof. Not for him. Torah been forgotten from the Jewish people. Shabatchila mishesh lo av melam de Torah. He used to be whoever had a father. We teach him Torah. Mishesh lo av lohayalam. Lame Torah. Some of them, my father didn't learn Torah. My darush, what pasuk do they use? It says v'limanatim osam. Says the words that, and you shall teach them. It's talking about teaching your children, but it says osam in a way without a vav. V'limanatim atem, and they would read it that you yourself shall teach them to your children, meaning your father has to teach his child, and some of them didn't have fathers. So we got to set up a system the kids can learn. They set up that there should be kids rabbanim that would go. They'd have teachers to go and teach kids. In Yerushalayim, my daughters, what was the explanation? What did they expound? Kimi Tzion, Teitze Yisrael. From Tzion is where Torah is going to come forth. Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, Hakiyim Tzion, Vadayin Mi Sheyesh Lav, Hayomailo Malamdo. Still, whoever had a father would go ahead and bring him there, and then he would have him taught over there. Mishen lo'av lo'yolo v'lamid. Anyone who didn't have a father didn't go bring him over there. Hiskinu Shiyum Moshivim Uchol Plach Uplach. They set up that it should be in every area. Rashi explains what is a plach. Harbi medinos be plach echa. There are many different medinos in one plach, like one province. So they have many different things over there. Vehu lashon afarchia. So nechiso son keben tesain keben yudzain. They would bring it over there. 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds. That's how they would go shtai. Umisha ya rabo koisalov, and someone else's his rebbe got angry at him. Vayit bo biyotza. They would go ahead. He would kick. literally it would kick and then he would leave. Meaning he'd be like, forget this. The kid would go and he's like, I'm out of here. And Shabbat Yeshua ben Gamal Batikin, he set up Shu Moshiva Malamatino goes. He said, all right, listen. We can't wait till the kids are 16 or 17 years old. We got to start off when they're young, so they're not rebelling. Bechol Medina, Medina, Bechol year, in every city, in districts and towns. And Machnisan Osam Bekeben Sheshu Ben Sheva, and he brought them in when they were 6 and 7 years old. Rashi says Keben Sheshu Bebari Etosos, Ben Sheshu Bebari Keben Sheva Bekachosh. Like if they were strong, they would go when they were 6, and if they were weaker, they would only come when they were 7 years old. So we needed that in order for Torah to be able to survive. The older ones wouldn't learn, and this time the younger ones, we got them on track. Amar Le Rav L'Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Ad Shis Lo Tekabel, from until 6 years old, don't go out and don't be mekabel them. Don't bring them in as a student. Mekabel lekabel, from 6 on you accept them. Vas Pili Ketorah, and then fill them up like an ox. Rashi says, Echilu V'Yishkeu Torah Bal Karcho, drink, give them to drink, to eat. To eat and drink of Torah against his will, Kishor should know sin and love all al tzavaro. You know, you put like a millstone around his neck. Fill him up with Torah. Va'amar le Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, ki machis liyinuka. If there'd be some time you have to like hit a kid, then lo timche ela ba'arkasa de misana. The way that you do is with a shoelace. Rashi says, "Beretzula shel min olim." Klomer makakala shall use like that doesn't get damaged. The kari, and then if he goes ahead and he steigs. Great, he stags. The lokar, if he doesn't, at least let him hang out with his friends and stay in that location where he can be able to stag. He can be able to hang out in the right environment. Rashi says, Incha zoka kliyasro yosemidai. Incha, you don't have to go and give him too much intensity. Velos lesalko. Velofanecha, don't chuck him, don't kick him out. Eliyashiv imachim, let him sit with the rest of them. And eventually he'll give heart towards it. Everybody's just got to chill out. You don't chuck, don't beat him, don't chuck him. Just, you know, do what you got to do over there. Okay, makes fact the Gemara. Okay, now Rava had said that if you have a chatzar, you know, the people that are living there can't stop to go and teaching kids in the chatzar over there. Makes fact the Gemara. Really, is that true? Echad, maybe the chatzar, someone's living in the chatzar. Shabiki shlasas rofe uman vigardi umelami tinokos. If they want to become a moel or they want to become a... This is... Rashi says Rofe is a mohel, Uman is a makiz dam. They want to be a bloodletter, or they want to be someone who weaves, or they want to teach kids. But Echatz Mak Vinolav, they can stop them from doing it. Rashi says Mepleisha Mar Be'aleim Kol Nechnasim Yotzim. It's a lot of noise. People coming in, coming out. Oh, you see, Mepharshes Brisa says that you got to stop the teaching of the kids. No, Hakamayiskin. What are we talking about over there? Betinokos David Kachav. That's talking about Goyim. There you can go, and you can stop it. But Yidden, you can't stop. So Elix the precious of Tain Neshamas Fun Yidden. Oh. Yidin, Toshima, let's try again. Tanaka Rava, Shtaim Shosha Bechasiv, two people sitting in a chatzar. They're living there. Ubi Geshechad Mem Laesus, Rofe Vuman, Vigaidu Melamitinoko, same idea we said before, Chavir Makavlev, could stop him. Oh, which goes against Rava, says you can't. Hachanaim, it took his Vikachav. That price is also talking about Goyim. Toshima, let's try again. Mishi, Yeshlo, Bayis, Bechatzar, Shutfim. Let's say someone has a house in a chatzar that's owned by two people. They have Shutfim partners. How is it? Lo Yaski Renu, Lo Lerofe Vilaluman, Lo Lagardi. He's not going to go and rent it out to the Moel bloodletter weaver, Velo the Sofer Yehudi, Velo the Sofer Armoi. And you're not rent it out for a Jewish teacher, Rashi's Melamed Tinokos, and not a Goyish teacher. Oh, we can ask this straight up Jews and Goyim. Oh, this is going to Chamay Skin. And what we're talking about is Sofer Masa. That's like Matt, the main teacher. Rashi says, Melamed Tinokos Ha'ir, Moshe Melamed Tachtov. And he's the one who's like the head teacher, Vuhu Mores Kula Me'echiel. So how to do it, V'yesham Kol Gadol. And there's a lot of noise. Therefore, you can stop that guy from going and doing over there. He is allowed, even for Yidden, you can stop the guy from doing that. But not the regular tilgos, as Rava said. From that on, from the time of Takana, lo, mamtina, yunuka, mimasa, lamasa. You can't take one kid from one town to go to classes in another town because it's a dangerous thing to go along the way. Rashi says, lo, mod, miyom. Liyom, Shami Yuzak Midrachim, Shasatan Mikachik, Bishasa Sakana. Because you know, it's dangerous for him to go along the road over there. Shanamar Pen Ukrainu Oson, Eliyucha, Luk Lachuf, Bene Oso, Masa, Lahoshiv, Malam Dino, because you're going to force the city to get to hire a teacher over there. Avami, Be Kanishta, Be Kanishta, Mamtinan. But you can go ahead and you can cause him, you are allowed to cause the kid go from one shul to another shul. That's usually where we have the schools in there, so within one town. Vi Mavsik, Naara, Lomantinan. But if there's a river that's blocking between the two of them, you can't. them because it's dangerous. But if there's a bridge there, you can send them. But if the type of bridge is just like a piece of wood, Rashi says, luach tzara, very narrow, it's very dangerous, you can't send them over there. Okay. How many kids should you have in a class? You're listening, Rabbanim? How many kids should it be in a class? Rashi says, we have one melamed over there. The answer is 25. That's it. And if you have 50, then most feed and tray, you got to put two rabbanim over there. If there's 40, then mokaminan reish duchna. Then you go and you put the reish duchna, Rashi says, is a shamea. He hears from the melamed. So he gets paid. He's like a teacher's helper over there. And then you go ahead, and the teacher gets money from the support of the town. To be able to go to hire him. Rashi says, "Let's go low." So reish duchna, you give money to hire this guy. His teacher, let's say he's teaching, or he's doing his thing, he's teaching. You have one that's even better than him. There's someone who's a better teacher. And we're talking about here, you can go and teach him quicker. We don't go ahead and get rid of the first teacher and put the second one because, Dilma Asi Lis Rashule, maybe you put up the second one. Rashi says he's spar, but Libo is gonna be Gaivadik, Shane Kamoso, there's no one like him. He's Rashim and Tanokos, Velo Yari, Shami Iskalklu, and he's gonna get all lax in terms of his teaching. He's gonna be very chill, and he's gonna think, yeah, they're not gonna get rid of me, I'm being better than the other guy. Rav Dimi Menardayami, he says, Kol Shikid the Garisve. How much more so? Right, if you give the second guy the job, Adarabba, he's going to teach even better. Rashi says, Kishichashvenu yitain lev lios lamid yafav. He's going to want to teach best. Shadoi, because he's nervous. Mikinas Chaveiro, the one that he took the job over, Shisalkul Mipadav Shibayishu Evneir, he's going to try to destroy him. Shavah really is not so good. How do we know? Because it's so from Tarbi Chachma. Jealousy between great sages is going to increase wisdom. The second teacher is going to be nervous of the jealousy of the first teacher that he took over. That guy's going to try to come and stalk him and show the ones that he's really better than him, so he's going to do even better. Vyamarava, Hani Trey Makri Dadardiki. Dardiki, sorry, how do you train Makri Dardiki when you have these two teachers of kids? Chad Garz Velo Daik. You have one of them who goes and he teaches quick, but he's not Meduyak. He's not careful in it. What does Meduyak mean? What it means is he's not Meduyak in listening. Rashi says, Shalom in Harbe. Velo Daik Belimene Tinoko Shalom Yustapshu. He's not really checking to make sure the kids got it perfectly. Vechad Daik Velo Garz. And the other one, let's say he's very careful to make sure they got it perfectly, but he's not so quick. What do you do? Masvina Ahud Garz Velo Daik. What do you do? You think the one goes quicker, but the one is not so exacting in learning and in making sure they get it. Rashi says, Shalom and Harbe. Vildayeg belimer tinoko shalo yustapishu. They don't go ahead and check on it. Why? Shabashta memela nafka. Because the mistakes are going to come out later on. People are going to correct them. And that's going to be fine. Let him learn a lot of Torah, even if we're not checking to make sure that he's getting it 100% correct, rather than learn less Torah and get it perfectly. Rav Dimi menardoya, maybe very differently. And I didn't look this up, but it seems as though maybe we paskin this way, as we're going to see there's a letter there. He says, no. Better to get the teachers exacting and making sure that the kids are getting it clear rather than going a little bit quicker. Because when you make a mistake when you're young, once it catches hold, it stays there. It's really hard to go and change gears to the Ankasa. Now, Dixiv, as the apostle says, story time, ki sheshes chadashim yoshev sham yoav v'chol Yisrael. Ad Hikris called Zachar Be'edom. This is in Malachim. It's talking about there was a war that happened in Shmuel that was fought by Yoav, who was the general of Dovra Melech, and they fought against Edom, which is connected to the battle of Amalek. We know Amalek comes from there. And what happened was that Yoav and all the army of Israel were there for 6 months until they cut off every male that was in Edom. But they didn't kill the females. They only killed all the males there. When Yoav came from Dovra, Amalek, Dovra said to him, I'm just a little confused. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Aleph Amad Beis. If you don't mind me asking, my time of Adatachi, why did you do this? And other Rashi says, Shalohark the Nekevus. Why didn't you kill the Nekevus also? Amalei says back to what he means, Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says in Devarim, Timcha es Zichar Amalek. Rashi says, Zachar Amalek. Kill the the males of Amalek. Amalek says, what? V'anon zecher kvinan. We don't read it as zecher, we read it as zecher, all memory of it. In other words, including men also, women also. Amalek says, I know zecher kvinan. What I was taught to read it as zecher, right? It means males. Also, Shaila the rabbi said, went back to his teacher and they asked him, how do you read it? Amalek says, hey, achakrinan. How does your teacher how to read it? So Amalek says, back to him, zecher, right? Any sort of memory, any sort of remembrance. But apparently what ended up happening is that Yoav, when he learned it, he read it as Zachar, and his Rebbe didn't check him well to make sure he said it properly, and now he ended up going ahead, and because of that, he ended up leaving Amalek. He left over the women. He only killed the men, not the women. So Shakal Safsira Lemiktalei, he pulled out his sword, he didn't have kill him. Amalek, so the Rebbe says to him, Amai, well, why do you want to kill me? Amalek says, what do you mean? The pasuk says, Arur Osem Melechaz Hashem Remia. Cursed is the one that does the work of Hashem in a Remia, in a negligent fashion. Amalek, so he says back to him, he says, leave that guy, the lake of Ma'ur. Let it just be, it should be under the curse. What does he mean, that guy? He means himself. He doesn't want to say himself, though. It doesn't sound good. So Amalek says, but he says in the end of that pasuk, and cursed is the one that holds back his sword from shedding blood. Right? So we have, curse is the one that does the work of Hashem negligently, which is you, and curse is the one that withholds the sword from shedding blood from someone who does that. Rashi says, therefore I have to kill you. Some say he killed him, Ikidami Lokati, he didn't kill him. But you see how intense it is that Rebbeim, you must make sure that your kindalach, your students, are getting clear the stuff that you're teaching them. And by Rebbeim, I mean all of us. We have to be careful our kids are getting the right message. He said that a teacher who teaches kids, a planter of vines, a butcher, a bloodletter, and the one who is the sofer, the town sofer. Rashi goes to each one, Lavlar. Kulan, Kimosir, Omnaninu, they all consider like they are warned. Rashi explains, Shali Kalkalu, don't mess things up. Vim Kilkal, Masalikalu, below. That's why I say, if the best of you take them up with any sort of warning, Alphabetical Hisubo, Kodam Lachain, you are out. Kolo, the Mills, what's the general rule? Kope, say to the Lohadar, anything that you can do that's not going to be able to fix up afterwards, Musra, Omnaninu, consider like you already forewarned before. Rashi says, Kigon, Elu, Shemishnifs, Navla, Behema, Oharak, Hamakis, Bas. Sofer, because of Sefer Torah Betos, any of these things over here that you messed up the meat of your Shochet, or you killed the person you're doing Makas Dam, or the Sofer made a mistake in the Sefer Torah, so the mistake over there, these are all things like really you can't go ahead and necessarily change. Musa Va'omedu, this person is considered, you can't go back, you are considered like you are warned, and therefore, you're warned. Now, we discussed that you're not allowed to stop businesses that are outside of your shtick or your chatzar, but in someone else's chatzar. However, there's differences. There are some exceptions. Amar Funa, Hai bar mavoa da'oki rechayev. You have somebody who's living in a mavoi, and he goes and sets up a millstone. Rashi says litchon v'liskor. He's going to go ahead and he's going to, you know, forbiddenness. He's going to ground it up. He's going to rent it out, whatever it is. V'asa bar mavoa chavrei v'kamoki gabei. And then someone else lives in the same mavoi, right? That's a mavoi is the exit area that goes out of the to Rosh Hashanah that connects all the chatzeros to it. So it could be from different chatzeros that are coming into one mavoi. One guy sets up his millstone. You're not allowed to go ahead and start setting up another millstone over there. V'asa bar mavoi chavrei v'kamoki gabei. Dinu demakavi levei. You're allowed to go. You can stop this guy. You can protest. The Amalei can say, what are you doing? You're messing up my livelihood. You can't do that. Should we go and should we back him up here and bring out that this is actually true? And we're talking about here. Let's say you have this guy's a fisherman and he finds a place where there's a fish over there. He puts his net over there. You have to go at other fishermen. Rashi says, he found this fish. He knows where its hole is. Shard, Sayyidin, Mitsudasa, and Misham, you have to move it away from there. Alma Afagav, the Lo Zachaba, even though he didn't yet get it yet, he didn't actually take the actual fish in his hands. Misham, the Amarle, Kapasakta Lechiusi, you're missing my business, my livelihood. Now, Vikame, how far is that? That we say it's got to be the amount that a Ritzas Hadag, the running of a fish, that a fish can go in one shot, that is, I'm a rabbi, Barbar Huna, ad parsa, it comes into a parsa, which is unbelievable. We're talking about approximately 2.5 miles that this fish can go on one shot. Even though we didn't get it, it's considered going to mess it up. Says Gemara, no, you can't bring a raya from over there. Why? Because shiny dug and diali sire. because fish are different. That once they have set their sight on something, Rashi says nosin ayin ba'abatam. There's nogin loritz l'makom shero shamazonos. You go and you put food for them. They're gonna run there. Hilkach kevin shehikir zeh chori. You found the venasa mazonos. You put food there. You know, fish food. B'toch malei ritzasa batuachu shelukaden. He knows he's gonna get it. The havli command the matel lidetz in his hand already. V'nimsa chaver mazikur. You're actually damaging him. Aval hacha misha ba'atzli. Yavo, umisha ba'atzlecha yavo. What do you mean? What about but this case is a little bit different when we're talking about the businesses, because, listen, someone will go to you if they want, someone will go to me if they want. So there's no actual raya over here. So now we say, hold on one second, maybe Amar Le Ravina Rava, Le Ravuna Damek Rav Yehuda. Do you want to say Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Yehuda? The Tanaim went to the Mishnah above Metziah of Samach. Rav Yehuda Omer, Lo Yechali Chen Vidi Klois Vegos with Tinokos. A storekeeper can't give out these type of little nuts walnuts and things and kernels to kids in order to entice them to come to their store, because they're going to come to him and it's going to mess up other people's business. Rashi says Shemagil Lovo Aslo Kishe Avusehem Sholchan Osan Elachanios Likros Binachenvinin. They're giving this free stuff. But the Chachamim argue and they say it's mutter to do. So you have Machlokes with the Chachamim. Obviously, the Chachamim are the Rove over here. Now Rav Huna says you're not allowed to go ahead and take the customers from somebody else. Seems to be he's going like Rav Yehuda. Says going no, that's weird to go like the minority. He says no, I feel him. Rabbanu, he could even say it's going to the world of Rabbanu. Not kind of the Rabbanu later. Rabbi Yehuda awesome. Then not going over there except for what case the armale, because of the fact that the storekeeper who's giving out the treats can say the other one. Ana kama falgina amgozi. I'm giving out walnuts. At plug shuski, you go and give out. Rashi says shkei them. You give out almonds. Like you could do this also, and therefore the Chum say that in such a case. That you're allowed to do it, but Abul Hacha, the Yivne Chachamim may agree that you can't do it. Abul Hacha, Filim Rabbanan Modu, they would be agreeing because the Amar Lei, because the first worker can say to the merchant, can say to the second one, Kabasakli Chiyusi, you're going cutting off my livelihood, and then we could stop him from ever coming here because there's nothing that he could do differently. They're just doing exactly the same thing. May Svei Frank, the Gemara question, Rav Huna, Osa Adam Chanus Betzad Chanus Shechaver. A person's allowed to make a store next to his friend's store. Umerchatz Betzad Merchatz Shechaver, and you also put a bathhouse by his friend's bathhouse. Veni Yochel Mechaz Biyodin, you can't stop the guy from doing such a thing. A person could do it, but place Yochel Lomelar, because the guy could say, Ata Osa Bezach Shechal, you're putting in your place, Vani Osa Bezachali, I'm putting in my place. You know, everyone has a heter to do it where they want to do it. So what do you want to leave me alone? Rav Huna, on the other side, you're allowed to prevent the guy and you can stop. And here it's saying clearly not like that. It says Gemara Tanoi, it's a Machlokas Tanoi. The Tanoi Rosh Hashanah Brisa. Kofa Bnei Mavo says the people of the Mavikin could be kofa one another. Shalom Lahoshi Bnei Lo Chayyad Velo Borsiki Velo Malami Tinokos Lo Echem Bnei Bali Yom Neos. You can stop people, the residents of that over there, you know, of a tailor, a tanner, a teacher, any other type of umnus that's going on over there. Someone who has a business in the Mavo, you can stop other people in the Mavo from doing. For the same thing, but he can't force his neighbor to stop from opening something else in the mavoi. That's if it's talking about someone who is from another mavoi. But if he's from the same section of mavos, then you can't stop. Rashi says, he can do the same thing. So if I open up a millstone where I'm selling grain or whatever it is, I'm a shoe fix-it man or something like that, and you're in the same mavoi structure, settlement area, you could do it also, but you can't rent it out for someone else to be doing it. He says, you can even force the old neighbor from stop from opening up this business. So we find this is actually a mechloke. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Berei Rav Yehoshua. Pshitali, it makes sense to me. It's obvious to me. The Bar Masa, Chriti Matzim Yaakov. A resident who lives in one town can stop a resident from another town from doing the same thing in his town, even according to the Tanakhama. Rashi says, La'akav milasos kan umnusam ulahavi kan limkor v'afilu rabbanon da'ami l'shcheno el kafeu. Even if you say you can't do your shcheno, it's possible you're allowed to do it from someone who's not in the same town. V'yishayich b'chagilachi, but if, let's say, he pays the taxes of that city over there, well, Mitzyakav, you can't be ma'akav him. Now, bar mavo, the nafshe lo matzim akiv. You can't stop someone who lives in the same type of mavoi. Boy Rav Huna bereidu Rav Yehoshua. Bar mavo achrina bai. Right. So we have is that if it's one a guy from one town, one from another, you can't stop him. I'm sorry, you can stop him from another town. Same mavoi, you can't stop him. But what about the middle stage? Bar mavoi, bar mavoi, achrin imai. What about a bar mavoi from a bar mavoi in the same town, but it's in another mavoi? What's the din over there? And for the Gemara, teku, good question, is left unanswered. Amar Rav Yosef, umodi Rav Huna, we will be masking, but makari dar deki, the lo matzi me'akiv. That when it comes to those who teach Torah to Kindelach, that you can't stop from another, can't hold back another from teaching in that mavoi. The Amar Mar, because like we said, beep, turn the page. Chaf Bezav and Aleph, Kina, Sofrim, Tarba, Chachma. Jealousy between these great scholars is going to increase wisdom, and each one who's going to lose at the job is going to be very, very careful to make sure that they're doing their job properly. Therefore, you are allowed to go and do that. This is even if this rival teaches from another town, because we want the best education for our kindlach and kindness sofrim tarba chachma. Therefore, you're allowed to do that. My friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.